went in New York, that very Park Ferry and 22nd Avenue, so many devotees used to come with me. Used to go with sometimes six cars, sometimes 10 cars, sometimes so much buses, and I used to remember Dhyanadas Prabhu so much. I wanted, only this thing was liking, his beautiful, aspiring kirtan. Always I used to talk that, oh, if Dhyanadas Prabhu was here, oh, beautiful kirtan. Very, very beautiful. All the devotees were chanted. When I used to glorify Swamiji with my poor and lame English language, but even this, all liked it.
You had a nice reception in Baghdad?
Yes. Oh, very good.
Oh,
I cannot.
Oh, nice. The people are waiting in line for his door. Are you leaving? Big line. Oh, everybody.
And first, so many were opposite to me. They wanted not to meet me, not to see, to discourage us or anything. But when they hear one day only. Buddha Prabhu see and all others so much helping me to change their nature and modes, everything. I will give my thanks, so many thanks to ISKCON, GVC members. They have spiked me so much. I became overjoyed. Without any pens for them, they spiked me in a very little short time in the whole world. So I cannot repay them. They made so many letters and I answered that letters and that answer was so splendid.
They thought also this answer so splendid.
They couldn't get a needle into
They only encouraged me by this letter. And while indeed I was so much encouraged to tell all these things. Buddha Prabhu and Sita Thakurani have helped me in my their questions answering me when I was answering. I gave it something and they completed it by the Swamiji's his own writing.
Yes.
Where? Added so much and so much. All these seniors, disciples of Swamiji, they were born, but even they came, so much. They hosted me anyway. They requested that don't host Narayan Maharaj and his party. He's like host. We want to see that host. And we will host him and see what he does.
And all the can go.
A line is coming, we will see that line. Very good. Ashram. They speak so much good things. If there was no question,
yes,
no any objection, I could not have preached like so. Oh, like bosom friend. Bosom friend. He, Nisim Maharaj, they are also qualified. Nisim Maharaj told so many bona fide things, so much good things. The Prahari Maharaj also. I met Jagadish Maharaj. He was so good. We had met before, and there we were so much strengthened. He liked so much.
He visited the community.
We went there, spent 3 days there, so much Harikatha there, all were so much moved, so good way. Wherever I went, all honored us, very good way. Jagadish Maharaj became my more and more friend. I told that, why you invited this danger? and this problem, they will make so many problems. Oh, I don't fear it. I know that you are good friend, my. I want to be with you to hear your lecture. I know that you are friend of my Gurudev, and you will glorify him. Everywhere.
And Pradyumna.
Pradyumna.
Oh, yes.
I am Pradyumna. I am talking my breath. That you will have to serve Krishna. Krishna. I gave him mala here. Kanti mala. Again.
Again.
And I told that you should steady chant. And you should come. I am inviting you to India. If any money problem, anything, we will try to solve. And you should serve Gurudev, your Gurudev. Also, Vaishnavananda, invader, in which? Nirgun Prabhu. You know? So many. That his wife, Mithiladi. No problem. Very good, sincere person. Anyhow, our tour was so like a storm. A storm?
A storm.
A storm.
No, like a hurricane. Morning storm.
Anyone has written like this? I saw a letter. You are coming like a storm.
Oh, you know Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, he has written two very nice letters to Bhagavad Gita. He said, you are shaking his phone. We need it, he said, but we are afraid of it.
Perhaps in England or Scotland.
Scotland.
Yeah. Very good two letters he has. A strong letter. Now begin something. I was so much lacking this and your kirtan. If you are there, then no.
So what should we think, Rishi?
Manja. After Namam Vishnu Pada. Beginning from here. Kapal is there. Kapal maybe. There and from there with mridanga. Five, seven, more than 10 feet at first. Jump. Like dhik. No? And then tan there. Dhik will be here and tan will be there.
Now they're doing it, or that was
real? Yes, yes. Mm. Oh. I saw a person with Guruji, he was the disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He used to play mridanga off like this, telling all the sounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, mridanga like that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and jump on the, all the sounds, with Guru Maharaj dancing like this.
But he's not
my Gurudev.
Oh, your favorite dancer. Yeah.
to hear the noise. Now both in whole Bengal he was very good singer. Guru Maharaj has given name his Rag Bhushan Prabhu. Rag, you know?
Okay.
Rag Bhushan. Bhushan means Alankar. Alankar means ornament. Both. Now both have passed away. Now I not sing, I'm singing like that. By this, Narottam Thakur used to call Krishna and Radha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his whole family. And Mahaprabhu used to dance and kirtan. And when his kirtan was stopped, at once knows where he is. And Narottam Thakur at once used to fall on the ground and to tell the kirtan, where you have gone, where you go. Pathetic scene. We have heard the name of Srinivasacharya, friend of Narottam Thakur. When he used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Krishna, Nanda, Yashoda and all used to come. And all were seeing that we are in that Vrindavan and seeing Krishna as if Yashoda Ma and all are loving Krishna. All this thing used to come there. And when his lecture was stopped, nothing. Very good. I wanted from so many years that from 22nd Avenue, Swamiji have given me so many letters, more than 100. And after that, he gave me more 250 letters. More than 100. But from 2nd Avenue, he gave me about more than 100 or 150 letters. What I'm doing today, what today, how I'm doing. Hippies are coming, they will be happy. Like this. So many hippies are coming. And they are dancing on by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. They first came. And how? Some telling, oh, my friend, take this and giving wine to Prabhu. As if he was his friend and giving wine. Oh, good man. And Maharaj used to tell, like, anyone when he was walking in the park and going, so many ladies, so many gentlemen. Good morning, lady. Good morning. One lady tells that, oh, these are not good persons. But, oh, this is very gentleman. Your Gurudev is so gentleman. He tells us, good morning, good morning. You don't do like this. He used to give honor to all, not sectarian view. Yeah. Now sectarian views has come, called everything. Yeah. Don't go there, don't do this. Yeah. And let them come, and after that we will tell. Anyone coming, they should come. And they should chant Krishna. Anyone. drunkards or anything. And you will see that after some time they will be very bona fide Vaishnava. Your eyes would have become so. But turn Varishan, bona fide Vaishnava. And he began to sweep or what? To broom the ghat of Ganges. That's how many people used to come, hundreds, thousands. And then he used to take some dust from there. He was so changed. Valmiki was changed very soon by chanting. So, this should not be sectarian, like Swami. We see that God is in hawks, pigs, cows, in Brahmajnani, in Bhakta, in grasses, in trees, everywhere Krishna is there. So, like Prahlad Maharaj, you will see everywhere Krishna. And in Krishna, you will see everyone. There is no Christian, Hindu, Buddha, low class, high class, no vows there. Only they are son of Krishna, or part and parcel, or servant of Krishna. Oh. Once Indra, he did some offense to his Gurudev, Brihaspati Maharaj. There was a big war between demons and demigods. The demons were defeated. They fled away, run away. Then there was a very big meeting. And in meeting, always praising Indra and giving garlands so many. About lakhs of demigods were there. In the meantime, Brihaspati came, the guru of Indra and all the demigods. Indra saw that Gurudev is coming, so I will have to respect him, not to take any respect for me from anyone. He feared that all will honor Gurudev, but anyone will not respect me because Gurudev is coming. I will have to give up my chair to him. So it became a very big problem for him. He was seeing that Gurudev is coming, but willingly he did not saw and not honored Gurudev Brihaspati. He felt this, understood. And he became at once vanished. He came, went outside, disappeared from that place. Then Indra was looking, where my Gurudev went? Then he felt something. Oh, I did some offenses to him. I have not honored him. He is not like us. He is more than us. He is far away. He is above of respect and all these worldly things. Now he was searching. And in the meantime, demons saw that he has disrespected his Gurudev. They attacked at once. And gods were again demigods are defeated, he has no room in heaven, and he has to come in the shape of pig. And there he met so many wives, not one, two, thousands of wives. And thousands, not thousands, but so many thousands, thousands of thousands. Some, what?
Pigles.
Pigless.
Pigless.
So many. And he was moving here, there, sometimes quarreling, sometimes loving. Anywhere he used to take very beautiful, tasteful, new
stools.
And sitting anywhere in the roadside lane. But and going here and there. In the meantime, Brahma came. He was going to Pushkar and saw, oh, in the shape of pig. This is not pig, but Indra himself. He has become. His outer body has become pig. Oh. Then he went and told that, oh, Indra, come with me and you should go to heaven. You are not a pig. And he saw and became angry. No, I will not go to heaven. I will be here with my children and wife. I cannot give up. I can give my life and soul, but cannot give up then. He, Brahma, told that you will have to leave. I will not leave you. So he took some water from his kamandalu. Kamandalu is water pot. With a mantra, he sprinkled. Then he realized that I am himself Indra. What am I doing? Nonsense, all these things. These are not my wife, not children. They are also like me, souls. Here, so much problems here. I will not teach. He prayed to Brahma that, I want your mercy, that you should take me from this hell. Then Brahma took again some water and sprinkled on them. Then he saw that his body has been left and his body was dead and he became like Indra and he went with Brahma in heaven. So we are not wife, husband, children here like in this shape. Our this shape is only matter. We'll have to give up. We'll have to be old. What we have managed to have gathered in this world, collected, not a needle will go from here with you. Not any hair. All the things we have gathered, what to do? One day we'll have to be old, and so old that we cannot take water, a glass of water. There is no certainty that my friends will die first or I will die first. No certainty. Who will help? Children, they'll be married and they will be fly away here and there. And what we of wealth, who will manage? He will give us in after death
in the grave.
Who will grave? of so many big problems. So we should know that we are a soul, immortal soul. So we should do something for him, some chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. We should give up wine and all these things. We should not be attached to material things. We should know that all are the wealth of Krishna. We should be engaged in Krishna service. And we can do it easily if the bona fide sadhu sangha is there. Otherwise, not. Very soon. Bona fide sadhu sangha is needed. It may be that our process is not so well, what we are doing. We see that we cannot control our mind. We are chanting, remembering, but yet not solid. The chanting and mind is going on here, there. We want to be attached with Krishna, but mind is attached to worldly things. If you chant more or remember, then we will sleep. Idleness will come. But in worldly matters, 2-3 days you can, night, day and night you can work. Nothing there. How we can control our mind? How we can control our body? All senses. It can be controlled. These are sincerely chanting. Not wanting anything is needed. So we should try develop our processes. How you can chant mind one-minded? Then tears will come, heart will be mended. So we should try to follow all the process. Which Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami had told in Upadeshamritam, there is a book, and Manasiksha of Raghunath Das Goswami. We should try to go deep in the books of Swamiji. But we don't take it very seriously. What he has told for beginners and what he has told for seniors, we should notice all these things. If we are noticing, then we will always be in beginners. He has told for some beginners, ABCD. But for seniors, gradually, he wants that all should be Madhyam Adhikari. He has written somewhere that I told them to chant 64 rounds, but they cannot chant. Western devotees cannot chant. They cannot sit so much. Then I told them to chant 50 rounds. Even there is a very big problem. Then I told them to 16 rounds, not less than that. But even they cannot do. Then I told that you should preach in the streets and dance and distribute books. Oh, we can do it. Very good. Very intelligent. Anyone can do this, so they become so energetic in this. I will sell 4 less books. Oh, he's a very good parent. So, if he will tell that, oh, you should sit here. And with mind control, you should do 60 rounds sitting one place with unended mind. We cannot do it. But it's a very big problem. But they can sell, distribute lakhs of books, dancing for, they can blow 10 mridangs. And kartal also, 3 kartal, 1. But when you tell him to sit down here and chant with one
pointed,
don't go here, your mind, and chant, then it will be a very big problem. Oh, I cannot do. And if you will tell that, oh, you will have to do 1 lakh here sitting, in one sitting. In 10, but I cannot do this. I will make prasadam here, Prabhu, no harm, no problem. Of 5,000 persons I can do this route, go to here, jump in, marketing. All I can do, but not this. But we'll have to do one day. Without this, all these things will not take us in what?
Higher world.
Right? So, he has told also all these things. I want that my this devotee should read first, deeply, what is in this, and they should distribute. Then the preaching will be solid. They should understand what they are going to tell. If they are not chanting themselves, even around, they have no time at all. Doing kirtan and all these things, they have no time. And they are telling, oh, you should chant 16 rounds. Then they will also not chant. One day, 2 days, and they will chant. And if you are chanting yourself and then chanting, then surely they will fall. If Guru is not bona fide, then how a disciple will be bona fide? Never. And that is why so good preachers, Guru, they fall down. They fell down. And they are all sisters. They died. So we should chant more, read more deeply. Chanting very good. This boy is extraordinary. When we chant and he also
draws
Hari Bol, Hari Bol. In Birmingham or where we see
shop?
So many places. Your child?
Yes. He really loves
kirtan.
He gets very ecstatic.
Little boy, but we are doing kirtan Hare Krishna, and he is also doing and clapping. These are good symptoms. But you will have to support and nourish this boy, no? Very well. That he should be bona fide person.
Don't give me your book.
He should be trained. Today is night? No?
Now it is almost 8:45.
Oh. Then we should go and take Mahaprasadam.
Mm-hmm.
I am also tired. But how he is taught, he is young person, Budhara Prabhu.
How old he? 41.
No, why he?
Tired. Because he has diabetic.
Oh, yes, yes. That is why.
15 years.
It's very bad. So I am not feeling so tired. Very little sleep here and but okay. Tomorrow in morning I will tell something about Arat Astral. So many news and good things. At 11 to 12. But kirtan should be done, aarti should be done, everything. You have all the parts,
yes,
and
I just think something is there.
Pradeep also, everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When we are here, it should be done. I have to come so lower in Western countries speaking, not like Vrindavan. Then always Harikatha of Vrindavan. I also forget Gita.
Supreme Personality
of Krishna. Like a controlled by gopis. Krishna, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar. I missed them for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Going here and telling all these things, so lower things. Then I will have to go to India and again regulate it. Perhaps it will take so many months to be regulated. So you can think that how Swamiji came from Uttamadhikari to Madhyamadhikari. Uttamadhikari cannot initiate anyone. Never he will. He thinks that all are liberated. All are serving Krishna. But Madhyamadhikari sees that. Some are liberated, some are not liberated, some are serving, some are not serving, some are against, some are like having no opposition, having no interest. Four kinds of
person.
Neutral. So he has to deal with them in that manner. So it is called, they are called Madhyama Adhikari. So you can tell that from how much high platform he has to come and to preach. This is not their glory. Their glory is that they are serving Krishna in high, so high state. But we cannot understand. So for us it is, it looks like high. But in comparison we will see that. Is that post to serve Krishna, Radha Krishna Pran Murti. This is so high. If you will glorify him like this, then he is lessening our Gurudev. He is lessening. Oh, he is telling that he has lust for Krishna or anything like this. They will tell. telling, like, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, Krishna was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he came to fulfill his lust, three lusts.
They're accusing you?
No. Accusing now, yes, it's true. Our Guru has, Deva has come to destroy, broke all these things, publishing, and in whole world, Hare Krishna Ram. And, but how he was powerful, that he made whole world, everywhere, wine, woman, and wealth. He turned whole world from this. Oh, he is one. But we, Vishnu. Now, Ma Vishnu can do in all these things. His glory was as he is serving Radha and Krishna. This is what he cannot. When there is a big fight is going on in the battle, this is all this army men
soldier
oh, very good.